Hey, this is Libby spilling all the political tea, straight politics, no chaser. You know, the go-to for all your political needs. Think the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. Oh boy. The tea is piping hot this week, honey. You can't make this shit up. I couldn't surmise this past week if I wanted to. Even if you don't follow politics, if you glazed that Twitter or Instagram or the news at least once this week, you were in for a ride. Let me break it down for you. I don't even know where to start, but let's just do it. Congressional committee hearings were this week. During these meetings, committee members study the viewpoints presented and amendments may be offered to the bill. The committee members then vote to accept or reject these changes. During the House committee hearing to decide if U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland could be held in contempt of Congress, Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor said to Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett, and I quote, "I think your fake eyelashes are messing up what you're reading." Well, Rep. Crockett asked for clarification regarding is it ethical if a member of Congress mentions another member of Congress' appearance, returning with B6, honey. And I quote, "If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?" She asked the chairman. Only then did all hell break loose. Everybody was out of order. Of course, Rep. Anna Luna, a Florida Republican, said to Rep. Crockett, and I quote, "I don't know why you're acting like that." That tracks. Y'all never know why a black woman is upset, despite the fact that you were in the room while she was publicly ridiculed by your colleague. Shocker. Rep. Luna also kept telling Rep. Crockett to calm down. Oh, I hate that. The angry black woman trope. Honey, in 2024, if you are not angry and dismayed by what is taking place in the world, it is either because A, you have privilege, or B, you are extremely apathetic due to your dire circumstances. Ask yourself which one you are, why you are not angry. Black women have every reason to be upset and to raise literally hell. You either support us when we do so or shut up. There is no in between. Then, Rep. Lauren Boebert, a Republican from Colorado, wrongly did the sign of the cross. I cannot. Then, Rep. Alexandria Ocasio from the Bronx tried to defend Rep. Crockett by making a motion to take Green's words down and said at some point, "Ooh, girl, baby girl, don't even," to Marjorie Green. I guess the Bronx jumped out. Lord, watch the clip on YouTube. It was literally a shit show. Go watch it on YouTube. But in all seriousness, like college is a microcosm of the real world, so is Congress. It is the most accurate depiction of America today. Dysfunctional, toxic, abusive, racist, homophobic, xenophobic, undiversified, and the gaslighting and microaggressions, dog whistles, and barks that occur are exactly what happens to Black women in the workplace, college campuses, and the grocery store every day. I am glad Rep. Crockett stood up for herself. Black women face bullshit like this on a daily basis for centuries. And now, since there are more of us in Congress and running for Congress than ever before, we will see it more and have to nip it in the bud. It is not okay. Not only for ourselves, but for future generations. If the Sun Dodgers know that whenever they try us, we will try them, it may not stop them from doing so, but it will make them think twice. Marjorie Taylor Greene's sole purpose in Congress is to be an antagonist obstructionist, a walking obstruction to justice, and she should be impeached more so than her boss, Speaker Johnson. She is an insurrectionist, and I can't wait for her day of reckoning to come. I'm glad she tried Rep Crockett so Rep Crockett had the opportunity to try her back. Folks have to learn the hard way to leave Black women alone. And that day is today. We're no longer in the business of accepting bullshit from colonizers. Life is too short. As for me, if you try me at 12 p.m., I will try you at 12:01. Please know that. It's not healthy to harbor disdain, hurt, and anger. You have to let it out and channel it properly. There is no better way to do so than to channel it towards the person that tried your patience. Bravo, Rep Crockett. When they go to hell, you go sit on Lucifer's lap. Take the gloves off. I told y'all I think Congress needs to go back to the 1800s and just duel it out, since folks condone congressional people being insurrectionists. What's the difference? At least the duel is a fair fight, more proper and formal. Oh, and Rep Crockett is selling B6 t-shirts to support Democrats in Congress, and I love it. Trump selling hats, sneakers, and Bibles with phrases on it. Biden selling mugs and shirts with phrases on it. Hillary selling hats with phrases on it. I know because I have all Biden and Hillary apparel. Then Crockett should sell her apparel too, with her phrase on it. Now, some people have a problem with Rep Crockett using the term butch, a slang word used to describe an appearance or other qualities of a type traditionally seen as masculine. I will just say this. If Black LGBTQIA plus people do not have or have not expressed anger or hurt regarding the term being used, since they would be the most oppressed by the use of the word, then who are you to be offended? Miss me with the bullshit and stop centering yourself and changing the narrative. This is not about you. This is selective outrage. Find something else to be outraged about, like your congresspeople taking your livelihood and rights away. Focus on that. Be outraged about that. Speaking of Ocasio, she is proposing that Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should be impeached. I concur. Look, Ocasio hasn't been my favorite person since I voted for her, and then I found out she didn't vote for Hillary and is a Bernie and libertarian operative. She has done nothing in Congress but make unnecessary noise. She's the Democratic Marjorie Taylor to me. But a little bit smarter. If she pushes this impeachment and it goes through, that will help her redeem herself in my eyes. But I'm not holding my breath, since her mentor, Bernie Sanders, has only passed bills for post offices. And one of those post offices was named after white supremacists. Just found that out. Clarence Thomas and his wife played pivotal roles in January 6th, and one day we will know the full extent of that. Thomas also took money, trips, and flights from Republicans and didn't report it. And recently, he was questioned about $267,000 he received from a friend for an RV that he claims is a loan. But whether that loan was repaid is being questioned by two Democratic senators. He needs to answer those questions. If he was decent, he would resign. But here we are. How we went from Justice Thurgood Marshall to Clarence Thomas is the wildest decline this country ever made, outside of Carter to Bush, Clinton to Bush Jr., and the biggest one, Obama to Trump. I hope she hurries up with this impeachment. In other news, Trump agreed to two debates with Biden. Watch the video of Biden announcing the debates. It's hilarious. Like the rapper Plies said, we need more videos from Biden and Kamala. In the video, he basically tells Trump he is available for debates on Wednesdays, poking fun at Trump's availability for his court cases. Some people are saying Trump will end up not doing the debate. I think he will do it. But I think, just like his court case, he shouldn't take the stand and he shouldn't do the debate. He is unhinged and will only express his diabolical behavior in front of the world again. He did it in his debate with Hillary when he followed her around the stage like a stalker, very predatory. Then he did it with Biden, cutting him off 100 times. This will definitely be good for Biden. All he has to do is let Trump make a fool of himself, be witty, be brilliant, and show that he is a strong leader, which he is. That's not hard to do. Get your popcorn ready because round two will be one for the history books. My hope is that he is in jail by the time the debates happen. But then I have a question. What happens if he goes to jail before the election? Does Biden win automatically? A girl can hope. Across the pond, 46 people have been infected with a parasite found in contaminated water in England. Like, England has enough problems right now. Their whole princess is missing with cancer. Harry and Meghan are succeeding at doing royal-esque-type tours in Nigeria. The king has cancer. The prince is work-shy and is in an international one-sided competition with his brother and simultaneously trying to roll out his mistress with the help of his father's former mistress, Camilla. They have enough problems over there. I think the world should shut down again until we figure out these parasites, bird flu, and new COVID strains. Sorry, not sorry. The pandemic was extremely good to me. No, but seriously, last summer it was bed bugs all over European trains, and now this. Send an asteroid already. Wipe us out. Please, for the love of God, Jehovah, Vishnu, the universe, Allah, the ancestors, Buddha, and everybody else, send the aliens. Now, this is my favorite part of the episode, which I call BFFR, like make it make sense. I think it's self-explanatory. So, I know you saw the graduation speech by the Chiefs football player, Harrison Butker, telling women that they need to be a stay-at-home wife and not pursue college degrees and careers at a college graduation. If I were a graduating woman sitting in that audience, I would have asked the school for my tuition money back since I wasn't supposed to be getting that education anyway, nor use it. Why would you even allow women to attend the school if this is what you truly believe? That's theft. Who picked him to speak? They should be fired. I know it's a conservative Catholic college, but is conservative and Catholic synonymous with oppression and sexism? Please let me know, as I went to a Catholic school too. Be fucking for real. This goes right along with the Bumble ads telling women not to be celibate. They issued an apology for this week as well, but I don't have time to get into that bullshit. The writing is on the wall. MSNBC host Joanne Reed said it best this week, and I quote, "The Republican Party has openly declared war on women. Wake up," end quote. Pay attention. They want you uneducated, barefoot, pregnant, poor, and dependent on a man for survival. Handmaid's Tale. Think people and vote blue in November. As for the football player, I am shocked his teammate's girlfriend, Taylor Swift, the self-proclaimed feminist, hasn't said anything. I also want to say to Harrison, shut up and kick the ball or whatever it is that you do. Your mother is a scientist. She should have been up there giving the speech, not you. Men never cease to give women the ick, or at least me the ick. Ew. But wait, there's more. Of course, there's more. I almost forgot. The gag is, now let me spill this tea. He allegedly had a sexual relationship with a male cheerleader in college and was sent to conversion therapy for being gay. Then there's a rumor that his kids are not his. See how Republicans and conservatives project and are hypocrites? He's preaching about heterosexual normative marriages and values, and he's a closeted gay? Wow. This is why women choose the bear. Stop asking us why. This is why. The bear doesn't want to oppress us, lie to us, propaganda us. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do it. On a side note, cannabis has been descheduled from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. A Schedule 1 drug is heroin, and Schedule 3 is tied along with codeine. Good. If you watch the Netflix doc on cannabis, you know that cannabis was outlawed originally due to racism. Get ready for this if you have not watched the doc. The United States government created the word marijuana so that it sounded Latin and foreign. That word is not and was never in the Spanish dictionary. It was propaganda the U.S. government created to convince people that cannabis was bad and that it caused Mexican and African-American men to rape white women. Yes, you got that right. So you understand what that means, right? The United States government has always known that cannabis, A, does not cause anyone to rape anyone, and B, has healing properties and could be used for medicinal purposes. However, the need to be racist against Mexicans and Black people outweighed the healing properties and benefits. If Biden wants to win the election, he needs to make cannabis federally legal and release those in prison for cannabis with nonviolent offenses. It's not fair that the same people that criminalize cannabis get to profit from it with smoke shops now that it is legal in certain states, while there are millions of minorities in jail for doing the same. Make that make sense. Good job to Biden for taking this huge first step. Keep going. On another side note, please follow the Rap Replies on Twitter and Instagram. He really goes off. The man knows what he is talking about. The way he breaks down politics and what is going on and his unyielding support of Biden and condemnation of Trump is beautifully done. I could go on and on and on about his hot takes, but the gist is Trump is a demagogue and Biden is a saint. Don't be a jackass. Vote for Biden. I'm not saying more than that. It's unnecessary. Replies went off today on Twitter because folks were upset that Biden spoke at Morehouse College's commencement ceremony, a historically Black college, and he received an honorary degree. I will not comment too much on that. It's unnecessary. He was the perfect speaker. Well done to his administration for setting that up. Yes, he is trying to court votes. It is an election season, and he is a politician. Duh. Go read the tweets. Reading is fundamental. That is the problem in this country. People can't read, don't read, won't read, and can't comprehend when they do read to critically analyze and decipher information. Do better. Honorable mention. Jimmy Carter is in his last phase of life, according to his grandson, and it truly kills me. One of the greatest humans to walk the earth, nevertheless, work in the office of the president. Wow. The day he takes his last breath, I will be inconsolable. My prayers go to him and his family. Now just imagine if he had a second term. There would be no Bush Jr. as president, no 9/11, less xenophobia, and the world would be a different place. Wow, think about that. Kamala also cursed during an interview this week, and I love it. Some people had some negative things to say, but lawyers curse. I was shocked as an intern to find out that judges and lawyers curse up a storm in courtrooms. I was flabbergasted. Hence why I curse on this podcast. We curse. Get the fuck over it. Period. A few years ago, there was a New York Times article that stated people that curse are highly intelligent because they don't use excessive words to convey simple messages. If something drops on the floor, they say, fuck, not, oh my goodness, I can't believe that happened, betcha by golly, wow. The world needs to grow up. And the point she was making is most important. And I quote, we have to know that sometimes people will open the door for you and leave it open. Sometimes they won't. And then you need to kick that fucking door down. End quote. The F-bomb was indeed necessary. Look, as long as my VP is not defending a president that led an insurrection and my VP is not shooting his hunting buddy, then I am good. Remember, there was no set job description for being vice president until a Black woman got the job. So please miss me with the criticism. She has exceeded every other vice president in history already, and she's doing the Lord's work. Leave her alone. There was so much to unpack this week. Like, I could go on and make another episode. I didn't discuss Michael Cohen taking the stand at the Trump trial. Social Security going bankrupt, Republicans' apocalyptic plan called Project 2025, Google that. Angela also Brooks running for Senate, Justice Alito's flag on his house being upside down and him blaming it on his wife. Trump stating he will appoint young MAGA judges so they will be in power for 50 years if he wins. Well, he did that to the Supreme Court, so that's not surprising. Shocker. Someone on Twitter said, and I quote, "Y'all gonna mess around, not voting, and wake up, and Candace Owens gonna be Secretary of State, Dana White gonna be Homeland Security Chief, Aaron Rodgers will be Press Secretary." End quote. Think about that and read Ply's tweets. Matt Gaetz tweeted, "Standing back and standing by, Mr. President," a known Proud Boys insurrectionist phrase. And he wasn't talking to Biden. It goes on and on and on. This week was hell. I implore everyone to read or watch the news. Not Fox News, of course, but you know, a reputable source. Hell, multiple sources, because I trust none of them. Since it came out this week, three prominent news anchors, one being Chris Cuomo, were working with the Republican Party. So do your research and stay informed until next week. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, loved it, or hated it, please tell a friend to tell a friend. And please check out my website, thepoliticaltea.com. You can generously donate to my chai latte habit on it or my therapy bill, whichever one comes first. Thanks.